David asked us to sing a song that we got on our CD that we made one time. Some folks apparently has listened to it, and he's asked us to sing it. But we don't have the music with us. We don't have the words with us. But I'm as brave as they come. And we might get started with the song, might forget the words, but that'll be okay. It won't bother me, and I hope it won't bother you. And we hope you'll be blessed as we try to sing Just For Me. We don't know what key it's in. I'll just sing without the music. How about that? When the man of Galilee hung upon the cruel tree, he was dying for sinners like me. As the blood was dripping down on the cross and on the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me. Just for me and the sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me free and whole. As the blood was dripping down on the cross and on the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me. When with all the saints I stand over in that promised land, and His beauty I'm able to see, when I step upon His face, I will thank Him for His grace and that one drop He shed just for me. Just for me and the sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me free and whole. As the blood was dripping down on the cross and on the ground, there was one drop He shed just for me. We got it. Thank you, Mom. You've done good. I knew you could do it, didn't you? Yeah. I've just had her 63 years, so I can say much to thank anything I want to, okay? We drove up to High Tower this morning, and soon, really before we got here, a little bit to the right at the entrance, I saw something I had never seen before. Y'all know what that was? A new sign. Man, that looks good. Now, I tell you what, they're advertising everything else in the world with a light, aren't they? Why can't we? I look at the windows. I look at the upholstery. Upholstery on the benches. Y'all remember when we didn't have it? Air conditioning. Man alive. I guess y'all got heat too, hadn't you? But you know what makes all of this? The people. Without the people, it would be an empty building. It would not be a church. Without the people, it would be a building. Because the church is in the hearts of who? The people. Now, I want to thank you for the beauty of the church. I don't know where our pastor is. Do y'all know where he's at? I don't know where he's at. He just said, don't call in sick because I'll be out of town. So I was afraid not to come. But we're here. Am I doing good with this, Tony? Okay, thank you. I want to talk to you all about two men. They all went somewhere. They're both of these guys went to the same place. They both went for the same reason, but they both went with different attitudes. I would hope that every person here at High Tower Church this morning has come with the same attitude. Yes, I'm an old man. Some of you knew I was going to be, and some of you didn't, I guess. But I'm here. I'm the best you got right now. I hope your heart is an attitude of worship. Because we did not come to worship the preacher anyway. Amen? We didn't come to worship the music. We didn't come to worship the choir. Why didn't the choir sing? Ronnie, what is the problem here? I don't know why. But we come to worship God. Get in the attitude of worship. Amen? If you're not already, get in the attitude of worship. I heard these songs this morning that call out of page numbers, begin to sing the song I've heard for 80 years now. You know what? Them songs still feel good. And you all know about me. If it don't feel good, there's not much to it. But it felt good. Both of these guys trusted in themselves. Do you believe in yourself? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do you believe in yourself? We ought to, right? We ought to believe in ourselves. If we don't, we need to get some training. Where we can have the right attitude for ourselves. Because we're all made in the image of Almighty God. And we're not here just to fill the space, but we're here for a purpose. Every individual has a purpose in life. If you have not found your purpose, I tell you and let you know, God can. If you need to know what my purpose is, just ask Him, and He'll let you know where it's baling hay or whatever it is. You'll have a purpose in life. Their attitude was this. Both of them thought as righteous. Have you ever thought you was a little bit better than anybody else? Nobody admits it. They both thought they was righteous. I'm good. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing and what I've done and what kind of car I drive and what kind of house I live in. They both thought they was righteous. We can come to the house of God with a false worship or with an attitude of worship. What is false worship? That's just coming to see and be seen. Nobody here would ever do that, I'm sure. Because we're all Baptists. They both went to church. Both these guys did. The Bible says they went to the temple. You can find this in the book of St. Luke, chapter 18, beginning verse number 9, if you want to read it. They both came to the temple for the same purpose, but with a different attitude. I have been guilty of going to church, even to revival. I'm going to be there here for one time, and I'm not going to get involved. You ever done that? go visiting in another church revival, that's just one time around for me. I'm not going to get involved. But sometime during the service, something happens. God gets in the matter. He touches your heart. And you begin to feel a moving within you. A moving of worship. A moving of responsibility. A moving of really who you are. You belong to God. Therefore, let me get involved. Help me, God. Show me what to do. I want to. And when we have that attitude, boy, we're going to come away with a blessing. Amen? That's what's happened to us many times. One of these guys was a Pharisee, and the other was a publican. Now, that's not Democrats and Republicans. Now, don't y'all read that in there. I heard one preacher got up and read that. He misquoted it one time. He called this guy a Republican. He don't say that. Two different guys. Different attitude. There for the same reason. The reason was to pray. Back then, they would go to the church for a reason to pray. That's what they aspire for. To pray. The Pharisee, this is what he said. Verse number 11. He prayed thus within himself. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. What an attitude to have. All these other guys are extortioners, unjust, adulterers. And even as this publican over here. But look at me. I think I told y'all the story about going to this yard sale. I go to yard sales. Anybody else go to yard sales? Oh, one person admitted. Pulled up in the driveway, parked my car. The man of the house was in the carport looking around what he had. One of the things he had was a brand new refrigerator. Three doors. One of them things that slides out in the bottom and two doors on the top. Y'all ever seen one of them? Black. That's the color of it. Good looking. I wasn't interested. Didn't want it. Then I passed by to open the top, one of the top doors, and full of, you know what? Heineken beer. I knew it was Heineken's because it was green bottles. How did I know that? Advertisement. I've seen it. You know what this guy said? Now, the beer don't go with it. I wasn't interested in it. I just opened the door and looked at it. The beer don't go with it. I said, sir, I never have drunk a drop of that in my life. And here's where he got me. Here's where he got me. Here's what he said. Does that make you better than me? Think about that a minute. Let it sink in. This one guy was so self-righteous, caught up within himself. Look at me, God. Look at what I do. What I have given, what I'm giving. My wife continually says to me, we're going to have to start taking care of ourselves where we can take care of others. And we are. We got old. Does that make you better than me? I just wept. Right in front of this man I'd never seen before in my life, I began to weep because I was convicted of my own ways and my own appearance and my attitude before God. I was convicted. I said, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have you feel before me for nothing in this world. I learned my lesson. That's lessons of life along the way that we learn. Learn by our lessons. Amen. First place wasn't none of my business, all right? He began to tell God what a good guy he was. I don't know if I've ever done that or not. I guess I have. I don't know. I don't have to tell God. You know what? I don't have to impress God. I don't have to impress anybody. I drove to church one time in a $1,500 car. Suzuki Sidekick. My hunting car. Beat up, looked terrible. I mean, but it'd run. I drove up to Hopewell Baptist Church Revival. This guy met me in the car and says, I thought you had a new Ford pickup. And I said, I have. Ford, did you hear that? What are you doing driving that thing? I said, Mark, when I was 16, I met this girl. I impressed her, and my intention was to impress her so much till she became my wife. It worked. And I said to him, since that time, I have had no desire to impress anybody. One time's all it takes. Amen. So you don't have to impress God. He knows your heart. He knows where you live. He knows where you're coming from. He knows what your job is, and He knows where you're working or not. My wife and I went to church in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee last Sunday, the Liberty Baptist Church, and the fellow preached on works. And boy, he bored in the ground about works. We don't talk about works in our church. Y'all talk about works here very much? We don't talk about works in the Baptist church, but it's in the Bible. And he dug it out and done good. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes on all that I possess. I give more to most folks. Ah, that's what he's saying. And here's this other guy that's standing in the distance. We need to take notice of those folks that's standing in the distance, standing off just listening. They might be closer to the God than we are. Amen. Standing in the far, he wouldn't even lift up his head toward God. That's what it says in verse 13. But he smote upon his breast. And he said, be merciful unto me because I am a sinner. We all just sinners saved by grace. We all have come short of the glory of God. You know what I was doing that day in that man's carport? I was trying to make my light shine. I'll tell you what. If you're doing what you ought to for God in your life, your light will shine. You don't have to make it shine. He said in the book of Matthew, about chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify the Father which is in heaven. That's what we ought to be doing as Christians. We would want every person in this attendance today to go home justified. So would God. How do we be justified in the sight of God? Attitude. It's not my job to preach to the church. I know I am. I don't apologize, but I tell you what. We need to realize how the world sees us today. how your neighbor sees you today. We have neighbors. Sits on their front porch. They see us leave about 10 minutes till 10 every Sunday morning. I look back and I said to my wife, I said, yep, we're going again. Good folks, no problem being good. Have no desire to be a part of the worship at the church. This man went to his house justified. Every man that exalteth himself, that's what I was doing that day, exalting myself, shall be abased. But he that humbleth himself, you will be exalted. I don't know y'all don't believe this, but I'm going to quit. If I can get down off this stage. Come here, Ronnie. Thank you. I don't know what you had in your heart today. I don't know how it feels right now. But when I was about 21 years old, God called me to tell you something. You know what that was? Ye must be born again if you expect to go to heaven when you die. I tell you what, I appreciate my salvation. You hear most everybody that stands in the church give me their experience. The first thing they'll do is thank God for the salvation. Amen? But there's more to it than that. We get saved to go to heaven, don't we? There's more to it than that. I'm liking to hear pretty good, aren't you? I even like y'all. I do. I'm the old Rucker back here. If I can love him, boy, I must be in the Spirit for sure, right? Let me tell you something. If you miss heaven, you're going to miss it all. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. The world's looking at us. Our neighbors are looking at us. Our children are looking at us. And I tell you what, we need to let our light shine before the world, our neighbors, our family. Let them see we're doing a few things right. And when they come to the end, they'll say, sure enough, that's right all the time. Ronnie, you got a song we're going to sing now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's sing a song. Mitch, won't you play? If you need to love on each other, that'd be all right. Somebody here might think it's strange, but they can't see the peculiarity. That's a big old word for me. In your life, they wonder sometimes, is he real? God's people are peculiar people. Just do whatever God leads you to do. If you're lost, you need to be saved, come to this altar and be saved. If you need to come to pray, come and pray. If you need this church to come pray with you, they will. Promise of good hands. They will. So then, let's sing this song. Sing it just like it's third week in July revival time. On Sunday night, first service of the revival. Sing it just like that right now. Let's sing it, okay? I never have felt any free in my life than I do right now. Y'all are part of that. And I thank you for it. If it's a handshake, if it's a smile, just a word of cheer, this might be my last time to ever preach. There wasn't much to that today. But I still want to. tell people the good news of great joy. We're going to sing one more verse. You think Baptists can do that? One more verse. And then we're going to go. The restaurant is waiting. Amen. Do as God leads you to do as we sing this verse.